Roll once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the Tigers locker room, and I got the man here. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Well, my name is Parker Meadows.
Parker, where are you from?
I'm from outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta?
Yep.
How a country boy wind up in Detroit?
That's a good question. But I'm here, and I'm happy where I'm at.
So we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. Hey, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What's the experience like for you?
Oh, man, it's been great. It's been a journey, though. you know, just being able to trust the process and, you know, be the best teammate I can be and be coachable and just have fun with it.
So what's that process you got to trust?
You know, it's like I said, it's, you know, you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. And then, you know, just finding that confidence no matter what, knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, with this game, you can't get too high on the good days, can't get too low on the bad days. So just take it day by day.
So with those highs and lows you had to go through, it sometimes make you say, I'm through with this game, I'm ready to walk away from it.
That's right, man. You're going to have those days for sure. This game can mentally test you. But, you know, that's what it's all about, man. Just, you know, every day's a new day no matter what.
You know, when I was scouting, we had the 5-2s, ability to hit for power, run, throw, and field. That's how we evaluate the players. What was your two that got you over?
I think probably my speed, probably. You know, just being a young guy, I was kind of just running all over the place, you know, trying to make plays, trying to steal bases and score runs. So that's something that helped me.
So what was your 60 time?
My best was a 6.4.
Come on now, you already know 6.4.
My best is 6.4. I think I'm a little faster now though. I ran a 6.4 my junior year. I think I'm faster now.
6.4, you trying to fool my audience. That you try, come on, 6.4, that's
man.
Brother speed.
6.4, man.
6.4. Mm-hmm. You know, when the bar when I was scouting, 6.9 was considered average major league speed. Okay. Now 6.5, 6.4, I mean that was wheels now.
That's quick. I've seen quicker though. My brother, he ran a 6.3, and I've seen some guys just scrolling on social media run like a 6.2, which is crazy. But some guys got me beat.
Now, you know, I was scouting for a while now, but I heard about 6.3, 6.4, 6.4. I never seen nobody now. 6.8, 6.7 might be the fastest I seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you scouting out of?
Right here in Chicago area.
Oh, man.
That's the idea. The Mets, the Royals, Expos, the Pirates.
You've seen it?
I've been around the block, 40 plus years in this game.
Wow.
I ain't seen no 6.5, 6.3, 6.4.
Hey, man. So you've seen it now.
You trying to press my orders that you was the man.
Nah.
So, I mean, when you get the scouts' attention, I mean, that was first and foremost. I mean, what was that journey like for you after that? Scouts start calling you to start coming to your games?
That's right. So luckily for me, I had an older brother that played as well, and he was a first rounder. And kind of just seeing him go through all that kind of readied me into, you know, the experience. So that's one of the advantages that I had over other guys. I kind of knew what to expect when it came to scouting and how to handle yourself on and off the field, and really have what it takes to try and get drafted.
So you was riding your brother coattail. That's what you
were
doing.
That's right. Shout out to Big Bro.
Okay, there you go, Big Bro. Shout out.
Yeah.
So what round were you drafted?
I was a second rounder, 44th pick overall.
So you second round, your brother first round. Y'all going to make it a true daily double, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
So what is that experience like when a kid get drafted and get that call you've been drafted? What's the feeling like?
Man, it's a dream come true, really. Something you kind of, you're young, but it really is something you work for throughout your whole life. So being able to get that call is a very surreal feeling.
So was you crying, jumping up, down, shouting, all of that stuff?
A few tears were shed, but man, it's all the emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my whole family there. We had a little draft party, and to be able to celebrate with them was awesome.
You had a draft party and coach didn't get invited?
Hey, I know you now.
Okay, we got y'all got America. Y'all heard them. So, I mean, So you get drafted, and all of a sudden you sign that contract. You know, first round is what we call back in the day that got paid round, but you got that next to get paid round. So then you sign that contract, you're off to the minor leagues. I mean, that was kind of a rude awakening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I pulled my hamstring my third overall game in professional ball, so that was like, man, what is this? What pro ball's really like? But no, man, it was a tough first experience for me. But like I said, you know, just riding that wave and staying positive through it all.
So, you know, most kids think you guys get drafted, you in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand. You got to pay your dues.
Yeah, it's a long journey. You got to learn a lot. You got to play a lot. But I learned a lot, and I think it all paid off.
So was it your dreams, your ambition, your goals to play in the big leagues one day?
Oh, yeah, big time. Especially after seeing my brother. He ended up making it in 2018. I just, like you said, I want to ride that coattail and follow in his footsteps.
So I used to tell my guys, you want to make it, you got to eat, drink, and sleep this game. And once you get there, everything you, before you throw that out the window, start all over.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, once you get here, it's, you know, you never settle. So just keep working hard every day and, you know, try to be the best player you can be.
So your third game in professional baseball, you went on the DL. Was you worried this might be my career?
No, because I mean, credit to the Tigers. You know, we had a really good training staff coming up, and they just kept me positive through it all and got right back out on the field and stayed healthy the rest of the year, had a good year.
So besides your brother, who was your heroes, your idols in the game?
Man, I really like, I was a big Braves fan growing up, so Chipper Jones was my guy.
Okay, so you're going to name a heavyweight out of the power, huh?
Yeah, for sure, heavyweight. He was fun to watch, both sides of the plate, balling out at Turner Field. It was awesome.
So, you know, I watched you a couple games ago. You made a sliding catch in the outfield against the White Sox. Were you out there trying to show off for the coach or what?
Man, I'm just trying to, you know, make whatever play to help my team win. You know, this team is rolling right now, so to be able to, you know, play with this and compete with this team is a blessing.
Who was your first major league hit against?
Javier Assad with the Cubs.
Oh, you were a pick on the Cubs. No. First major league home run?
Ryan Presley with the Astros.
What'd you do with those balls?
I gave them to my parents.
Tell mom I'm coming get them balls. I'm putting them on eBay. All right, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
Man, surreal. Especially, you know, getting in here, seeing Miguel Cabrera. I debuted in 2023. So seeing Miguel Cabrera, you know, in the same locker room as me was crazy, man. But, you know, to be able to come out and, you know, I came up with a lot of the guys that were in the locker room at the time, and it just made it easy, you know, just good teammates, good friends around me. It was awesome.
Did you cry at the end too?
I didn't cry, man, but I remember the night before I didn't sleep at all.
You know he cried. Coach on the road with the man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Chapter 4, The Diary of a Coach, Former MLB Scout. 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Chapter 4, MLB Scout, New York Mets. One day, Coach Franklin called and asked me to scout for him and Phil Fabian. Without hesitation, I signed the contract, officially becoming a scout for the New York Mets. Pittsburgh Pirates. This experience opened the door that led me to scout for the Pittsburgh Pirates under Billy Brick, a man I deeply respected. He had a reputation that resonated throughout MLB and beyond the baseball community. His belief in me made all the difference, and I honor his memory today. Rest in peace, Bill Brick. Kansas City Royals. This led me to a morning I'll never forget. Around 9 a.m., I received an unexpected call from the Kansas City Royals, looking for a scout to cover the Chicago inner city. The rest is in the book Purchase the Book, and get all the info, just go online and order yours today.
TheDiaryOfACoach.com. That's TheDiaryOfACoach.com.
On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.